Hello and welcome to Communication Psychology with Gerhard Ein. Gerhard Orbit, I'm a psychologist and language teacher from Hamburg, Germany. This is your podcast if you want to improve your communication, get to know about the science of communication psychology, even if, or especially if you have some kind of communication barriers, if you are not a naturally good communicator. You may have accents, I do, or you're an introvert and you feel uncomfortable talking to other people on Skype, Zoom, or in person. Today we continue with some basic concepts. We talk about vicious cycles in communication. You probably know this from very repeated experiences, especially if you have children or you know children. A vicious cycle in communication is when somebody or both parties say they do something because of the other. You know this when you have children that are quarreling, they have a conflict, you hear somebody crying or shouting and somebody is hurt, hit. Who was it? And both children say that he did this, and the other said, yes, I did this because you did this, that. And I did that because you before that provoked me. And a lot of adults do the same, personal relationships at the workplace and so on. Let me give you a non-so-physical example. You have husband and wife. He is concerned that she may have some secrets in front of him. She is not very open in her communication, what she's thinking, feeling, doing. So he starts to follow her and to investigate what she's doing, and he may even install surveillance cameras or spy on her cell phone and so on. So he argues that his partner is retreating or is drawing herself back from him. On the other hand, his wife, observing his inquisitiveness, controlling behavior, she becomes even more secretive because she feels persecuted. So she gives even less information and evades her partner's questions. So if we ask her, she will say, yes, of course, I become more avoidant because I feel persecuted by my partner, controlled by my partner. I want to regain personal freedom. He argues that, of course, I follow her and check on her behavior because she is behaving suspiciously secretive. In vicious cycles, it's very difficult to solve conflict before both sides do not understand the reciprocal nature of this situation. So one basic tool would be, and we will go into further detail, but to map this vicious cycle physically out, so that both participants can look on the paper and see how this cycle is developing. And for some, of course not for most, but for some couples or for some pairs of persons, this alone may be already an aha moment, which may change behavior. It's the first step. So let's meet during the next